So my name's Alex Donaldson, and I will be interviewing you on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 16th of July, 2009. If you could just state your name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
I'm Chris Winter, I'm 50, and I'm from South London.
And how are you today?
I'm tired now, but I think I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
And how did you initially hear about the project?
A friend of mine just sent me a link in an email, and I hadn't actually heard of it before, before sort of clicking on the link and going on the site and just registering straight away, so I hadn't really considered it carefully, you know.
And what inspired you to take part?
It was just a whim, really. Just I thought it looked interesting, it's something, you know. I'm a Londoner, and I really feel at home, you know, in central London, and I thought it'd be an interesting thing to get involved in, you know.
And how did you feel when you found out you'd got a place?
I was quite, I was quite excited. I was offered, actually, maybe you're not supposed to say this because it's supposed to be random, isn't it? Offered 3 p.m. on the Wednesday, the first Wednesday, or this 3 a.m. slot. And I figured that 3 a.m. at least there would be no one about, so that would be easier to do. Whereas, like, the third day of it would have been still a lot of publicity and so on. I thought that would be a bit more scary. So I thought 3 a.m. would be quite easy, but now it's here, I don't quite think that.
And what are you planning to do for your hour?
I'm planning to sing some sentimental songs to kind of fit the mood, what I thought would be the mood of that time of night, but actually it looks as though it might not be with loads of people around.
And where did you get this idea from?
It's just really, it's my sort of means of self-expression. I love singing. I'm only an amateur, kind of a keen amateur, but it's the thing I love doing. So if the project is about self-expression and kind of self-indulgence, if you like, that's the obvious thing for me to want to do.
And what does music mean to you?
It's probably the most important kind of pastime or activity for me. Songs, particularly, I find sort of ways of expressing myself through, you know, other people's lyrics, really.
So the music, are you part of a band?
No. I'm in not a kind of choir, a sort of vocal workshop type thing. That is, you know, for people who don't consider themselves singers, which we never did. It's just something I always wanted to do. And I joined that a couple of years ago and loved it. And also do some duetting with someone. Done a couple of floor spots at pubs, and actually the group has sung here in Trafalgar Square at Christmas under the Christmas tree, and we did a duet spot then, which was, you know, incredibly scary because neither of us had done anything like before, but to, you know, quite a lot of tourists and that, and that went well. So that probably this is you know, my next Trafalgar Square gig, you know.
And how do you think you're going to... Are you looking to engage with the audience?
Well, I wasn't originally. No, my original vision was that I thought, you know, it'd be dark, it'd be empty, and I'd be able to just use it to really belt without any inhibition, just for myself, you know, for my own pleasure, to sing loud. Then I figured that if there are people about... They'll hear that I'm singing, but they won't be able to hear properly, which might be a good idea. So I've got an amp, a battery-powered amp and everything to use, but I'll decide whether to use it or not, because I may yet not, and just I'd like to be heard on the internet, because my daughter's abroad, she's in America at the moment, and I made a promise to log in, and so that I can embarrass her across the Atlantic, you know. So I think on balance, I've moved from being, you know, quite reticent about it, thinking, well, if there are people there, I may as well try and, you know, perform a bit and therefore have a bar seat.
And can I ask you a little bit about your background?
I went to art college and studied sculpture. So I think I've probably got contemporary art out of my system there. So, you know, I'm not a massive fan. I mean, I kind of follow contemporary art, but with a fairly kind of jaundiced eye, probably, you know. You know, some of Gormley's stuff is interesting. I used to work at the British Museum for a long time, and he did the field installation there, and that was quite good. But I wouldn't say I'm a great fan, you know. What I was a fan of was the Sultan's Elephant.
Manchester?
No, in London. Yeah. Which Artichoke did, didn't they? That was fantastic. That was real proper kind of epic street theatre. That was a real event, you know, that was great. Yeah. I think this is an event, and what's interesting is that, you know, you read people's comments and people say, well, you know, people should be performing or they shouldn't be performing or they should. People get quite cross when people are doing what they want rather than what's expected of them. I really think it's kind of, whether that's the intention, I don't know, but I think it's developing to something where it is highlighting people's individuality in all sorts of ways. You know, people aren't representative of any groups or anything, they're just a whole lot of completely different individuals. And it's kind of mesmerising watching it on the internet. Even if people aren't doing anything, you're getting kind of aspects of their personality coming through, and you want to see who the next person is and what they're doing. And I'm surprised how interesting it is, really.
And, I mean, you've been following it so far.
Mm, yeah.
What do you think of the progress and the kind of the way it's headed?
Yeah, I think... I wasn't sure what to expect. You know, I thought, you know, possibly, and probably still think, yes, it's quite pretentious, the concept of it. But it works, really. And I don't know if it can progress. I mean, obviously early on, you didn't know what to expect. But kind of each day, whenever you watch it, you still don't know what to expect, because there isn't a pattern, really. I mean, there are some people doing similar things or not doing anything or whatever. But I think people are defying any kind of imposition of what they should be doing, which is, you know, some people are using it to get messages across or to raise money for charity, raise awareness of something, perform, or just experience it. All of those are completely valid, you know. That's what's interesting about it, is that people aren't just fulfilling a kind of preset template kind of thing. And I don't know why I find it so interesting to watch, but I do. You know.
And what do you do as a living?
I was I sort of work in I'm an IT consultant, but I'm very bored with that. And I'm going to retrain as a primary school teacher.
Okay. What were your motivations for doing that?
Wanting to do something that I can feel spiritually fulfilled doing, you know, which isn't IT.
Mm-hmm.
Given that I won't be a professional singer.
We'll see.
Yeah.
And what are your kind of hopes, fears, expectations for your hour slot?
Well, my fear is that my voice will sound awful because I won't be warmed up properly. I'll be nervous, and you know, there's no kind of second chance at that. Because I'd like to sound good. You know, I anticipate that it might be quite liberating, sort of ironically. You know, singing's quite an exposing thing, and when you're sort of at home and there's you know, other people in the house, if they're not listening, you're kind of reticent about really letting go. Do you sing at all? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The idea of having a big space to fill, I think might be, you know, I might let go more, but that might be countered by the actual fear of it and knowing that some people at least are watching.
How are you feeling about the live streaming?
That's more important than probably who's here in the square, because that will be archived and people can watch it anytime. So if the singing sounds terrible, it's there, it's done, and people can there's evidence.
And how about your relationship with London?
I'm a complete London, really. I mean, all my family from London. I was born in London, live in London, always worked in London, and like I said, I worked for a long time, 20 years or something in central London, and I love it. Yeah, and to be actually doing this in the real heart of London, it's a great thing for me. Yeah, I feel very. I don't know why. I guess everyone feels that about their hometown. Well, no, they don't, do they? Because they all moved to London. But no, that's how I define myself, really, as a Londoner. Yeah.
And do you think this will have an effect on you and your relationship with the city?
No, I think it's. Just cements it, I suppose. Yeah, I can't imagine ever not living in London. To know that I've been a small part of something like this, you know, be a nice thing to have done, but. No, I don't think it changed. No, I think it's this getting involved is probably an expression of, you know, how I feel about being a Londoner, really. Yeah.
And is there anybody in particular with you today or you'll be watching?
No. Well, my daughter's the same as America, so
yeah.
It'll be 10 at night there. So I'm hoping she'll watch with the family that she's staying with. I wanted to join in on one of the songs, you know, but she probably won't. But I've got to try and make her. No, the rest of the family, you know, it's the middle of the night for them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Some friends might come up, but they might. But you never know. It's I've told people not to, really.
Yeah. 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thank you so much.
Okay.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?